This is the High Def Podcast.
And we are Def High.
Yo, this is gonna be so good.
Live, baby.
Alright, what are we talking about tonight?
What up, everybody? It's been a long time.
We should have left you without a dope pod to listen to.
So, it's been a little while, but it's all good because we're back.
Back, forth and forth.
This episode, we're just going to focus on the old news because I know you guys as in the one or two people that listen, are inquiring, wondering what we think about these issues.
So what are we talking about?
We have a myriad of old news.
And then discuss. I do want to get into a bit of new news.
I'm with it. First up, Lala Carmelo Anthony drama. Did you hear about this?
No, of course I didn't.
So I don't even know if this is true or if it's a rumor. So apparently Melo had a baby out of wedlock. Well, not wedlock. Or they had like a secret baby.
Uh-huh.
Of course. That's why they broke up.
The first time?
Recently, within the last like year or two. I don't know. Was that the first time?
2 years ago?
Something like that. They have this baby and...
How old's the baby now?
Maybe a year or two. Like not too old. Something like that.
These details are horrible. Keep going.
So she took him back on the condition that he could provide financially for the baby, but he cannot see the baby at all. No parts.
Mm.
Is that a good look or? Because he messed up.
Oh yeah.
He wants her back.
Does he?
You can look at it both ways. Is he an idiot for agreeing to that, those conditions, or is she heartless by denying this kid a father?
Yeah, that's a good question. I understand why she did it completely, but I do think it hurts the child who was the innocent bystander or byproduct of this affair. So I think Melo did it because he wants to keep his actual nuclear family intact. But then you have to question at what point or at what level does he care because he cheated. And cheated without protection. See, that's so crazy. Because I feel like if you cheat on me and not use a condom, that's like attempted murder. You see how I went from 0 to 100 real quick? I feel like you don't know what other people have. So you could potentially give me a life-threatening disease.
I think the people that have STDs or STIs, I think that percentage is pretty small, though.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, you maybe know that's why even, he agreed.
Like, you know they don't even test for herpes anymore. So many people have them. So if you want to get tested for herpes, you have to request it.
That's true.
Because it's so common.
Is it the same test, whether it's herpes, the common one, or the super one, or...
I think a herpes test tests for herpes. You mean like 1, 2,
right.
7, 8, I don't right. know how many there are. But yeah, I think it's
factorial pi. Yeah, that's true, because I did a test and it wasn't herpes, it wasn't on the board. Passed everything else, though.
Know your status, guys.
Yeah, ultimately, it hurts. It's going to hurt the child in the long run. How do you explain that as the baby mom?
As a mother. I was a low-down, trifling hoe. And I, you know, stepped out with a married man, and here you are. And I knew ahead of time that he was married, so there was a chance that blah, 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 but I chose to bring you in this world anyway.
At what age is she giving that explanation? Talking about...
When he asks where my daddy is. So that's at, what, 6?
You know the great thing about that, though? When she tells him...
That she was a low-down trifling hoe?
She's going to be at, like, Disney World or something like that. Because she has all the money and she can do whatever. So it's going to be great.
Like, you ain't got your daddy, but you got some money.
You got Mickey Mouse. We're like literally, I'm
which
literally
is more
telling
than what
you
some
this
people got.
In the castle. All right, we should
can
have set a timer too.
Can fathers relinquish their parental right or this? You know what I mean? You know how when you give somebody...
You can.
Yeah.
I believe the mother has to initiate it, though. You can't just do it because, oh, I don't want to pay child support. I don't think you could do that.
Nobody is doing that.
All right. Well, we need a follow-up in about, let's say if the kid is 2, in about 4 years. If he posts pictures of him at Disney World,
And I bet it's a non-disclosure, like, she can't ever,
mention,
you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Yes.
You think Lala's losing any sleep, though, about, let's say that he picked that route. Think she's losing any sleep?
No. Mm-mm.
Sheesh. Alrighty. Next topic.
Next topic.
White kid not going to Harvard. Did you hear about the story?
No.
So, this kid, he got accepted to Harvard. He's a survivor of, what's that?
Parkland. Shooting?
Yeah, Parkland, right. Survivor of Parkland. I think he just graduated, so he must have been maybe a sophomore when it happened, maybe. Mm-hmm. This had the set of kids that were anti-gun, like, all over the place. But then they had a set of kids who were, like, pro-gun or whatnot, mm-hmm. right? So I think this guy was pro-gun, and they went into his tweets, and he said all this crazy racist stuff, right? Mm. As a result of that, they rescinded his acceptance. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he's suing, and he's like, oh, why is it happening to me? And Harvard sucks, liberal this, whatever.
You can't sue for that. They have a right to accept or reject you. They have a right to rescind their offer.
I agree. That's why he's probably going to lose. But I guess the bigger discussion is, could Harvard do that? Because he had probably conservative views, racist views.
Racist views, yes. Conservative, no. They got a whole campus full of conservative views. Yeah.
So racist?
Yeah.
How, I mean, let's say he's 17. Maybe these tweets were when he was 13. So we're still holding them back?
Absolutely. For white kids, absolutely.
What if he's
17? They don't consider us. As like when we come out the womb, we're full blown adults, right? They don't give us any types of
no type of leeways,
especially when it comes to age. A little 12-year-old boy can be playing with a toy gun in the park, you know. They don't say, "Oh, he's only a young kid; it may be a toy gun." So no, rest in peace, Tamir Rice. And I also a very good friend of mine, who is like a young emerging civil rights leader. He was fired from his job. He was on the school, he was a high school teacher and on the school board. He was put on leave and then subsequently fired because a reporter who was digging up information on him went to old tweets and saw, you know, and pulled him. And the crazy part is, he didn't even say anything crazy, but everybody's so racist. Oh my gosh, we better do something about, you know, this. So.
Yeah. Have you gone back in your old tweets or anything?
No, I deleted my account. Duh. It was too much to have to go through all of that. I know I said some shit.
This is Twitter?
Uh-huh.
So you deleted your Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I started a completely new, fresh account.
So you were on Twitter like that?
Yeah.
Enough to tweet, yeah. Like some crazy stuff?
Not racist, but I might be like, look at these crazy white people on TV. Like, in context, you know that's not a racist comment. But people with no context will look at that and be like, why is she calling out white people? Why is she saying we're crazy? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's smart. I could probably take 2 minutes and be able to get to my first tweet. Okay. So maybe I'll do that, but I say that to say I don't tweet like that. And if I did tweet, it's not going to be no questionable stuff, probably.
Yeah, I had like 20,000 tweets.
Sheesh. All right, well, no more short leashes.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have been. The fact that we as women have to put y'all on a leash is a prime example of why you shouldn't be with him, sis. And the other thing is, it's cute, but, like, to think that your professional athlete husband... never mind, let me take that back. It's just way too many of them that cheat than those that don't. So...
I don't want to stop you, but we moved on to the next topic.
I had too much of that drink.
That is so funny.
I didn't pour a shot. I just drank out the bottle.
Yeah. I'm like, I think that really put over the edge. All right, next topic. This is the old OJ on Twitter. How did I get back on Lala? I don't know. You know what we're talking about, though?
Yeah, the white kid.
Yeah, because you started talking about...
But then we went on
You know
on
what?
Twitter.
I said short leash. I said no more short leash. It should be no more long leash.
Long leash,
but that's not even a good phrase to use with it anyway. It should be no more, I don't know.
Yeah, but long
I meant to say
short
leeway.
Leash made me think cheating.
Yeah, I could have immediately stopped you. I was like, you know what?
Side of my face is like sleep.
So weren't we just complaining about the drill? Or I was.
This is what we get.
This is actually the first time I've had it, and I guess since the last time we recorded, I don't be drinking the drill drink like that.
Me neither.
Obviously, that's why. That's why we're so faded. All right. So OJ Simpson's on Twitter now.
I saw he put up a video about
getting back people who had like a revenge list, something like that.
No, stop it.
I think just the fact that he's on Twitter.
OJ, like, I'm about to take my life back.
Wait a minute, this dude.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Now, today I'm gonna talk about two subjects: fantasy football and the debates tonight. In football, we have two of the best running backs holding out. Ezekiel Elliott down in Dallas, and
he looks kind of good.
The Los Angeles Chargers. As far as Ezekiel is concerned, hey, look, this guy's out.
He black. He don't know it, but he black.
And Jerry Jones, let's face it, with him, you're a playoff Super Bowl caliber team. Without him, you may not even make the playoffs.
Yeah, let's see you talk about the debates.
Position careers.
So this is not the video I saw, but the video I did saw he was telling people to watch. We should have a chicken in every pot.
All of that sounds good. The question is, how are you going to do it? Don't point the fingers about what somebody once did or may have done. Put your plan out there. Let's hear you guys debate the merits of that plan. Sometimes I wish there were no Democrats. I wish there were no Republicans.
That's like my dad.
Just Americans. I'm just saying.
I wonder how he signs off.
Not is yours truly. What?
Yo, he has almost 900,000. Yo, the comments have to be fired. Let me see. Let's see if there's any comedy in here. These comments. Maybe it's best that you're murdering ass. Stay on.
He gotta write a book. How I escaped jail twice, not believing I was black. That's what it was. That poor thing. He's such a lost soul.
Okay, so he has supporters, but yeah, he's on Twitter. So you said what tweet were you talking about? Like his first one?
I saw another video he did where he was encouraging people to watch the debates. Even though he's a Republican, he was interested to see what the Democrats had to say. Something like that.
Coming soon to Twitter, you'll get the...
Okay, this is the first tweet.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter.
Yours truly, that's his thing.
Read all my thoughts of the...
Whoever told him to get on Twitter, oh my gosh. Because him juxtaposed Trump, two sociopaths, we definitely would rather look at OJ.
You think this is strategic, though?
You know, for years...
Yeah, he got to be out in America.
So what's the next play?
It's just to get America to love you again. OJ was like the person. Can you turn that off if you're going to hit this one? Because I don't think they're going to be able to hear
both. Yeah. So what's the play?
The play is to get America to fall in love with him again. OJ was on top. Black people loved him. White people loved him. He was in movies, commercials. He was loved. And partly because... Mostly because of his charming, you know, personality. So I feel like he's like, you know, I'm out of jail for a second time. You know, he needs money. You know, he's gonna be selling something soon.
Okay.
Or putting ads on his posts. But he can use his charm and wit to get that and try to live the rest of his life as peaceful as possible.
So you think the play is for him to be out there, people be back on his side, remember that they loved him for all he did.
Just
so
not to be afraid that he's going to be a murderer again.
So that he could get sponsors and get money.
Not so he can get sponsored and get money. This is a reputation management thing. This is not about money. But if this is done correctly, it will bring money. but money is not the end goal.
Okay. That's a unintended benefit.
Yes.
Interesting.
He's got to win the world back on his side. And this is a greatest time, a good as time as any to do that. Because think about the wealthy Republicans on Twitter that people like our people, the regular people would know outside of the wealth. Trump, OJ, two criminals walking the streets as free men. He's looking like, I mean, next to Trump and his racist ass, OJ is looking like a saint. Like, which one would you have coming over for a barbecue? All
right.
This is a perfect time to regain love and adoration from the public.
That'd be interesting. We'll see how it plays out. Would you follow him? Are you going to follow?
Well, it's funny. Like, I don't know if I would follow him, but I might, like, check on his page every time.
Yeah, definitely going to check on him, period. If not, for the comments. But, so when does Go to Heck, You Freaking Murderer, when does that comment get old?
Or do you need for whoever feels the need to still say it.
I think it is, as long as it's humorously topical. For example, mm-hmm. if we post a video of him eating lasagna or something, right? Someone would be like, spaghetti sauce looks like Nicole.
No, that was horrible.
I know, but
I was going to say something like, you know, he's in the at a restaurant and the waiter brings him a steak with a knife. Like,
or if the steak comes out and then she just starts stabbing it.
Yeah.
That would be that's too horrible. Funny. But yeah, I like those type of jokes, but just the whole simple, oh, you're a murderer. No. So yeah, well, we should get Finsta. Well, does Finsta, is there, what's the fake Twitter?
Twitter.
That actually might be it. Twitter.
Twitter.
So yeah, we'll look at OJ every once. All right, let's go on to the next one. On to the next one.
Bill Cosby, Father's Day.
On Father's Day 2019, Mr. Cosby's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts read, "Hey, hey, hey, it's America's dad. I know it's late, but to all of the dads, it's an honor to be called a father. So let's make today a renewed oath to our fulfilling our purpose, strengthening our families and communities." And it was attached with an older video of Cosby discussing black families and racism in America. Everybody went crazy over this.
Jaw dropped right now. Jaw dropped. First of all,
when I read it, you were shocked at a particular part of this sentence. I'm wondering if it's the same.
Yeah.
Which part?
It's America's dad.
Yep. That's why everyone is like, huh?
Like, yo, why are you assassinating his character right now? Like, he's already 6 feet under. Now you're just spitting on his grave at this point.
Wait, who?
I'm saying, we've already killed Cosby.
Right.
That is just putting...
No. He tweeted that.
I know, but he didn't tweet that. Somebody on his team did. Somebody on his team that doesn't love him.
They said that he told them to tweet that, like verbatim.
No.
You don't think he's delusional enough to still think that people...
It's America's Day.
Jesus. Yeah, I think he clearly told them to do it.
No.
Okay, so you think that someone on his team...
I haven't heard Cosby talk or anything in quite a few years. I don't even know where he is mentally. But yes, I think that was somebody on his team who had the same idea as the people on OJ's team had. Up against Trump, Cosby can still be America's dad at some point. Up against Trump, OJ can still be running through airports, jumping over luggage, trying to get to his Hertz vehicle. Give it time. And let Trump keep doing dumb shit. This is a perfect time for a redemption tour. Mm-hmm. I should sell that to somebody. I should monetize the reputation management deck.
But so you think that somebody, it's rare for somebody to hate OJ but love Trump?
Hmm?
Because you're saying that all the bad people, they should come out now because whatever they did will never, at this point, will not compare it to what Trump is doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning Michael Vick, for example, right? Come out now because killing dogs is not as crazy as being a crazy president, right?
I wouldn't go that far. White people love their dogs.
That's what I'm saying. So I
get it.
White
people don't love their white women. And that's OJ. Who's the other person we said? Bill Cosby.
They love white women.
And they do. White people do not like white women. White women don't even like white women. That's why they vote for Trump.
You think white women want to be black women?
They want to be white men, maybe. No, I don't think they want to be white men. I don't know. I think they're happy right where they are.
What were we just... Okay, so Bill Cosby. Okay, that's an interesting angle that... Sent one of someone in his team, but the team said that it was a message from him. But
sure, they did.
America's dad. Oh, Cosby. What if he got out of jail? You think Netflix would throw a bag at him? Let's say he got out of jail next year while Trump is still in office. Netflix threw a bag at him. You think people would watch his special?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Hell
would
yeah.
Would it make more bread? Who makes more bread in a special in 2019? Bill Cosby or Eddie Murphy?
Bill Cosby.
Really? I think
Eddie has... Oh, you mean comedy?
Yes.
I'm thinking like a documentary on everything that's been going on here in his side of it.
Okay.
No. Well, I don't know. Cosby's known to say some crazy shit in his specials. Or not really? His specials, but his
or
shows.
Stand-up?
Yeah, like...
You mean post Cosby show or just like back in the day when he's first coming out? Oh, you mean crazy-ish as far as like political commentary? I'm talking about stand-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he has said crazy stuff in his stand-up.
Before he... Cosby show or after?
Yeah, both.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never... I don't
Cosby
know.
Cosby way before... Actually, before. Mostly... No, both. Because in his tours, he would say stuff.
Like, is he funny? Is he? Like, what...
I don't know. He was ahead of my time. Hmm. He was funny on the show.
Did he write? He's a writer?
I don't know.
I don't know how we got into this, talking about Netflix. Oh, just whether he come out of jail. But yeah, I think you're right about the redemption part. Good to come out now, but it's just a matter of... It depends on what you did, though.
Yeah. Couldn't have raped kids.
Right.
You know?
No matter what.
Trump. Yeah.
It's not even a redemption story. I think, you know what it is? Our sensitivities are gone now. Let's say OJ did it right. He did do it. Allegedly. If that happened now, we're not going to be as desensitized to it. In the 90s, when it happened in 94, it was this huge deal.
Yeah. I was going to say something similar, and just that at this point in our lives, we have too much shit to worry about to be worried about Cosby. There's so many other things that take precedent. For him to come out now.
This is a one for the ages. We're just bouncing and bouncing and going back and forth. Back, back. Bill Cosby, hold your head, big dog in jail. We will see you on the other side. Next topic, racist Philly cops social media post. Did you hear about this?
No. Have I been under a rock? I guess so, because I'm looking at all these
topics.
She
was a rock. Essentially, these Philly cops are saying mad racist stuff on Facebook. Of course, they got found out. Of course, they got put on administrative leave.
Black or white?
White.
Oh, you know their names? I know a couple cops in Philly.
It's probably on the internet. It's probably...
Like, quite a few. I hope it's... probably wasn't, but I hope it...
So, I guess we're just... If you say something racist on the internet, you just
canceled.
Get fired? Yeah, you're canceled?
Yeah.
That's
like
the new
it.
Wave?
Right. 13 Philly cops fired? Damn!
Oh, they got fired? Okay.
To be fired. Wow.
I don't even know why this is a topic. Like, yeah, they should be
fired. 13 and suspend 4 more.
Did it say what the tweets were?
They made posts that either advocated for violence or death against any protected class such as ethnicity, national origin, sex, religion, and race, or worked to erode the trust necessary for a police department to carry out its core mission. They posted words like death to Islam, and references to African Americans as thugs, and homophobic memes, which in some cases reference violence. He added, blah blah. Wow.
Yeah, you gotta get him.
Wow.
I know, right? Is that a public safety thing, or that should be a government official thing, or just anybody?
Anybody who carries a gun.
No. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, get out of here, Philly cops. Actually, might be going there soon. Okay, next topic. We are plugging right along, folks.
What is it?
Betsy Ross Air Maxes.
I think I saw those.
So they were for 4th of July weekend. They were kind of come out with some Air Maxes with the Betsy Ross flag. The Betsy Ross flag, since you guys are not college educated.
Oh, or you're just stoned right now. True. And don't remember.
Hey, no one else is going to listen to this. It has, it's a star, it's a circle with 13 colonies, 13 stars.
Right.
So, the shoes actually look pretty fly. You know who does not think they look fly?
Hmm.
Colin Kaepernick.
What? Tell us why.
He said, Nike, the 13 colonies, are racist. Shelve these shoes, bruh. Click. And they did.
Did they explain why they dropped Betsy Ross flag Air Maxes in the first place?
To come 4th of July. Okay. She made the flag.
I know who she is.
Yeah. And to make money. Sell an Air Max another way so more people just buy it. Okay. Different, etc. Right. I mean, I think they did it for the money. The history, symbolism. Okay. That's just an add-on.
Well, I'm glad they... listen to Cap.
But also, I believe that it's a Nike. They play on both sides of the fence.
Yes.
Because clearly.
Yes, they're not as woke as one might think.
The people who are upset that they pull the shoes are
racists.
But they're gonna buy the shoes in droves and be like, "Oh, where? Let me see if I get these exclusives. Let me see it, because you know they're still selling them low key." And then the people who are woke and see that they pulled them, oh, I'm going to buy some more Air Maxes. Nike, they're doing their thing. Yeah. Nike is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How is it? So, I mean, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That they play sides?
Yeah.
For them, it's a great thing.
But it's like, why don't...
We as consumers.
Right. Oh, no, just people in general. Why don't we play both sides more often than...
I think we absolutely do play both sides.
No, because you're usually loyal to one side, though.
Mm-mm.
Don't you want to live a life of loyalty to one side, though? Isn't that what we strive for?
It depends on their mentality. If they have a community mentality, then... I lost my point.
This is probably the highest we've been in a while. Long time. While. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did play both sides. Yeah, they pulled it. So Kaepernick was a good look. I don't know. My other point was,
why is he not on Nike's marketing staff at this point, or their board of advisors?
That's
or
actually,
something?
Yeah, right.
And they pay
right.
him, and then he can look at the shit and say yay or nay.
That is the most. Maybe
you're giving me props. You're giving me props for being smart right now.
No, I mean, yeah. What's the definition of smart? Mm-hmm. I guess you brought up a new...
Good idea.
You brought up a good point. Does that make you smart?
Okay, never mind.
It makes you creative.
Thinking outside the box.
Thinking, I was going to say thinking out loud. Is that a song? Speaking out loud. That's... We should tweet. Get your Twitter.
I'm pretty sure they've talked to him about that already. I would hope.
You would hope what?
That they already approached him about being a consultant.
So, was he on vacation? Like, why do you think that even got...
No, I don't know if he's a consultant for them. What I'm saying is that if I were on Nike's team, that would have been something I would have jumped on. Nike, Serena and Colin and whoever, there should be somebody right. from some major athlete and activist from each sports division to consult with Nike.
I think that's a good idea, but who's to say that they don't have a PhD in the field that knows these things? I mean, what's the point of a PhD? That's why you become a consultant.
No, it's about having both, not just them. It's about having both.
Well, interesting. I wonder what Colin would say about that. Nike didn't do it because they racist. See, look at these Air Maxes. I know. I look better than real life. See, on eBay for $8,500. All right, well, yeah, these things are selling $4,000, $5,000, $75,000. Wow.
All right.
Next topic. Venus Williams. That viral a month ago. She was being a kid, being interviewed. Did you see that?
She was what?
She was when she
being
was
being interviewed by a kid.
No. She
was
a kid who while being interviewed, and the interviewer asked her a question about her confidence. Mm-hmm. You remember that? Mm-hmm. And then she said something. She answered, and then he asked it to her again, like, really, like, where do you get your confidence from? Then her dad interjected and was like, "Yo,
she answered
that, John," and with the point of pointed out to the attorney by asking her again, it would shake her confidence and she's sure of herself, she's sure of her answers, things of that nature, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Was it an innocent reporter question, is, you know, wanting more depth? Because she probably gave some vanilla answer, but you kind of go deeper to figure out. What if she had a specific technique that instilled in her confidence that he wanted to know about that technique? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when you go deeper, it doesn't mean you're questioning their intelligence or their...
I remember seeing the clip.
Right.
I don't remember verbatim right now, but I do remember seeing the clip in her HBO documentary. It might have been. And...
No. This is Venus, not Serena.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember seeing the clip. And I feel like the reporter, he wasn't trying to go deep.
So
which is why her dad responded the way he did.
A good dad right there. Dad. Sheesh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He should be America's dad.
Oh, gosh.
America would be lit if he was a dad.
Anybody can be. Listen, I wouldn't have texted or tweeted it, but Cosby is America's dad. Like, let's just be real. He is. If you didn't grow up on Cosby, judge your childhood.
I would. I definitely didn't. I guess, what other...
But here's the thing. Your family didn't need to watch the Cosbys because you all were the Cosbys.
You know what? I guess I realize why I'm so disconnected to a lot of things.
Because you ain't black. I've been telling you this for years.
That's amazing. No, growing up, we couldn't watch TV during the week. And rarely, we didn't have like movie nights and things of that nature. So I think that's why I missed everything. Wow, I just made that connection.
Like...
And we didn't have cable, too, so I didn't know anything.
Well, it didn't come on cable. It came on, like, Fox or something.
But yeah, but I'm just talking about in just general a lot of the things I'm missing.
Martin came on Fox, I think.
Yeah, I didn't miss Martin. Well, I didn't miss Martin. Well, I watched Martin more than I know. Well, no. What we used to do is we used to tape the shows on Thursday night. Definitely Thursday night. I think that's pretty much it. There's nothing else. What else was going on during the week?
Homework.
Homework and playdates. Alright. What topic were we just talking about?
I got it. We're just talking about playdates and... Wait, shoot. America's Dad.
No.
I mean, but we were talking about the sneakers. We didn't move on. Did we move on from the sneakers?
He did.
Oh, crap.
You know what's funny? Because when I just asked you that question, I thought it was the sneakers. And I looked down, I was like, oh, we definitely moved past the sneakers.
Wait,
Damn, yeah, I don't know how you're going to get this, because I clearly...
No, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. We went from the sneakers to...
She is stressing over here, guys.
Wait, I don't want you to tell me.
So let's talk about what are you thinking? How are you trying to remember?
I'm like, not at this point. I'm losing it.
And I'm seeing like these intricate patterns when I rub my eyes.
Like a kaleidoscope?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the topic?
No.
Go ahead and tell me.
It'd be so hurt.
Wait, don't tell me. Wait, because I almost had it.
I should have studied like psychology. I took some minor classes because
me too.
It's just fascinating how
the mind, the behavior, and all.
Yeah, like for example, right? I'm about to tell you that the topic was about Venus Williams, right? And just the feeling of just like, oh my god, like what is that called? You know, they talk about that in Psych 101 or whatever. And would you have gotten it eventually?
No, no, crap. And what was I talking about? Play dates.
Because I said play date when you said, I asked what other TV shows were going on during the week.
Oh.
Because I said we tape shows on Thursday, mm-hmm. What else is there during the week? And then you said
homework, play date. I said,
right. See?
Sheesh.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got Venus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. But going back to our original topic. Yeah, the interviewer, he was kind of smug. I guess it's crazy because when I first heard the audio first, because mm-hmm. I was distracted, wasn't listening to it, and I just thought they were innocent. But then when I saw the video, I was like, oh. And then when the dad blew up, but yeah, shout out to America's Dad. What's his Bill something Cosby. Right?
Oh, Williams. I forget his first name.
Do you know or you want to guess?
I thought maybe like you said that it would sound familiar.
Pierre. Mm-mm. Paul.
Mm-mm. It's definitely a black name.
I know it.
What is it?
I'll tell you. No, I know it. Richard.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Shout out to Richard Williams. Next topic.
Next topic.
Oh, I want to ride that horse.
On my road. Dick. What?
You know he's gay, right?
Yeah.
So is that what the Old Town Road is about? I want to take my horse down the Old Town Road. I want to ride. He's talking about a dick. I got the horses in the
back. I got the horses in the back.
See, he got ass back there, so he's a bottom. What is it? I got a horse in the back.
What's somebody the really decided that they wanted to pornographalize Old Town Road.
It makes sense. It's kind of like those grunge band Guns N' Roses songs or Beatles. They have the subliminal messages about in all their songs. Let's talk about is he gay or him coming out?
Yes, he's gay, apparently.
Is it a big deal? Is it like it's kind of like the OJ thing where in 1994 a murder is a big deal, but now we're used to it. It's like not even a big deal.
Well, yes. The LGBT community is thriving in these streets.
It's not even a big deal, right? Just do
not
you,
at all.
Do
next!
You do you, boo? Did he ever come out with an album, or he's just riding off the single?
I can't remember. I don't care enough.
All right, Home Depot boycott. The CEO for Home Depot is a Trump supporter. He's donated to his campaign, so people are like, yo.
We've known this for 2 years.
Then why?
I haven't shopped at Home Depot in 2 years.
Why is it a...
Because y'all are catching an old news cycle. Mm. He's been a huge supporter. Come out, done... Oh yeah.
No, he played both sides though. Mm-mm. But I think he recently
No. Sure. I've not been shopping at Home Depot for 2 years.
Okay, yeah, I guess people are late. I don't know why it's such a big deal now. That's kinda weird. But so you've been here.
Yeah.
I had no
maybe people haven't been paying attention. He's been very
vocal pro Trump.
Oh yeah.
Really? Okay. But yeah, people are boycotting. I don't know why. People that boycott have never probably even been to Home Depot. But anyway, next topic.
Next topic.
This was just a random this thing I was thinking about. Is it possible that the Bible is just a old school Harry Potter?
What do you mean? I never watched Harry Potter, but I don't.
Me neither, but I'm thinking, so Harry Potter is fake, right? It's fiction, whatever. Mm-hmm. What if... I guess, but everyone loves Harry Potter, right? I guess they do convention, they do all this stuff. What if 1,000 years later, right?
They turn Harry Potter into the Bible?
Or just, no. That people think about this fake thing 1,000 years, but they think it's like it's a
real thing.
Yes. Well, as time passes, mm-hmm. it just becomes a bigger thing, right? Could that have been the Bible? where they just made up this stuff. What is it? 2,000 years later, it's just a made up thing. Because
absolutely,
back then, how could, I mean, I guess it's easier now to 10,000 years from now. Hopefully technology would be advanced enough where you could research that Harry Potter was by J.K. Rowling, right? That could be. But we don't have anything. So back then, like, so right now, Harry Potter, people, the people alive right now who could refute the fact that it's real, right?
Right.
But as time goes on, those people die off and then the myth. So that could do, yeah, so that could have happened with the Bible. So you say that's possible?
Uh-huh. Anything's possible. We weren't there.
That's so wild though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why you that gotta believe in more than just the Bible. It's gotta be something personal. Mm. You gotta have a personal relationship. You can't just go off of parables and other people's stories.
But how do you know if you're, what do you attribute that personal relationship? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you know it's him? Or like,
what do you mean, how do you know?
So you can't go off the Bible. You have to have a personal relationship with the being, right?
And you learn the being through reading the Bible, but that's not how you become to believe the being. Most people don't truly believe until they experience, right? So
okay, so to the point where there's no other explanation but the being.
It's like, and oh, I heard he did something like this for such and such in the Bible. I know it's the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so your personal being. The funny thing is, I meant to say being, but being, being works. Okay. Something happens, and then you just cross-reference it to the Bible? Or you should cross-reference it to the Bible? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should. It's confirmation.
Why? Oh, confirmation that...
Because God ain't gonna do nothing he ain't said he's already gonna do. Everything can be confirmed or backed in the word.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah, that was a random thought. My sister also said that all the books, it's like 53 different versions of like the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very easily. Look at King James Version versus the Message Version.
But my question about that is, let's say author one wrote about Jesus walking on water, right? Author two, maybe he's on the other side of the street. He saw the same thing, so he's writing his version of what happened, right? Do they know each other? Are they looking at the same thing, or do they know, like...
Why you ask?
Because it's just odd that...
So the answer is yes. So there are four books in the Bible that over Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they're all writing from their perspective of being with Jesus.
So the instances in which they write about the same thing,
yeah,
they were all three of them were there.
Mm-hmm. Or they I don't know if they were other. There. They all wrote on it. I don't know if they know each other. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Yeah, they know each other. I think they were all disciples.
But you would have to be there if you're writing about the same.
Yes. Do they know each other? I don't know.
Do they know that they're there with each other?
So these in the example of the Bible, yes. They were all disciples of Jesus, so they were all in his posse. So three people in his posse, or four people in his posse, actually more than that, I think, wrote about their perspective and put it in the Bible. So you are reading the same nativity story in, like, all four.
Right. Wow. But they could have just been authors and were like, yo, let's come together and just put this...
Very possible. Very possible.
Let's collab and get this fake novel popping for generations.
But the thing is, the Bible is free. So they, like, they make money off of it.
How is it free? How do they make money? Are you saying they don't make money? They sell Bibles. Bibles are free.
Okay.
I mean, on some.
If you join the church, it's free.
Is that what they give you?
Yep, I got a white holy Bible.
So when you visit a church for the first time, you know how they're like, oh, we have a welcome reception afterwards or something. Does your church do that?
Mm-hmm.
Do they give you... what happens there? They give you a Bible, they get your information, of course.
When you join church?
No. When you visit a visitor.
Oh. Oh, I don't know if you get a Bible as a visitor.
You probably just get your information.
Yeah.
Interesting. How do we even talk about... Okay, the fake Bible. All right, we're plugging along. We're almost there. We're almost there. We've been recording for an hour, 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Go probably us. Only we talked about said a lot. Three things.
Edit worthy, probably about 20 minutes. 20 minutes of dialogue. All right. The 2020 Democrats. Anybody? Like anyone?
Pass.
Do you hate anyone? Who's the one that you're like, please, I hope they don't win?
I don't know. So many of them.
So many. Having the debates right now. So
anybody important debating tonight?
I believe Sanders and Warren, they're on the same they're on the same panel.
I need Warren, Sanders, Harris, and
I think Harris and Biden are too. I think Buttigieg might be in it too, actually.
I need all four of them to be on this stage at the same time so we can get this over with.
Yeah, I'm just not interested either. It's,
wait.
It's too early.
How many is it?
It's 20.
Ugh.
Yeah. There was one black guy on Breakfast Club. He was trying to be like a write-in, but I don't think he... But he said he had enough to make the debate stage, but he definitely was not there. Mm. Anyway, Sha, I just hope that... Remember when, you know, John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, how we got... assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
It was happening. I think it happened on the, like, the campaign trail and everything. He was running for
John Kennedy.
No, his brother. Oh, Bobby. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was running for president. It's on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. It might have happened during like one of the primaries around this time. But it's just like, is that gonna happen anytime soon? Like
somebody get assassinated on a campaign?
Yeah, like I think those assassination days are over. I was thinking about that today.
Yeah, they don't have the type of security and precision guns and weapons and nah, I think security's way too tight.
And I think they're probably like eavesdropping. they stop any of these threats before they even.
Yeah.
You know, you have the second meeting set up.
Right.
9 o'clock. They are already pulling up on you. Mm-hmm. It's like, like, I think that's probably the big difference. Because yeah, last president that got assassination attempt was Reagan. And that was, I believe, in 80.
Damn, that's messed up.
They like pulled up on him. You know this song, right? They pulled up in and shot him. And his bodyguard got in front of it. I think he got like a ricochet. But yeah, I don't think no one's getting that close. No one is doing that. At least in the States.
I hope not.
Yeah. Woo. All right. Little Mermaid. Got a black girl. Yo, your voice is so popping. I wish I had a voice like this. But do you think that your voice is not good?
I don't think it's popping. Or else I would be out here on somebody's stage rocking the mic getting paid.
But you know you could sing.
Yes.
Okay. So when you do sing,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, how can I put this? You know how when people sing a song, even if they suck, they think that they can sing, right?
Yeah.
You actually can sing.
Those people are called tone deaf.
But you actually can sing. So your confidence in your singing is on another level. You know what I mean? Because yeah, someone that doesn't can't sing has the confidence.
But you know why they have the confidence and to sing? Because somebody's telling them they can. So it's the same.
Oh, really?
I think I'm affirmed that I can sing because other people tell me I can. And okay, that's why I'm like, okay, all right, well, at least y'all think I sound okay.
But I mean, yeah. I wonder, your confidence is probably more, though, because more people probably tell you that you can sing. Or it could be less. Because... Oh, yeah, you started seeing Little Mermaid.
So yeah, she black, y'all.
She black. Like, what? I know. Well, how about this? We know how you feel, right? Let's make the argument for the other side. Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm butthurt because, but I don't think that's fair. No, people, listen, memories from childhood bring back. And it's nostalgic to think about the movies that were out when we were kids, right? And sometimes you just want them to be preserved you know, so they can be remembered the way they were. I'll use this as an example. When I go to a concert, I want you to sing the song like it is on the album, okay? Don't be adding no extra stuff. Don't be changing the key. So don't be slowing it down and speeding it up. I don't want no dance break in the middle. I want to be able to sing the song the way I know it, because for me, there might be a certain portion of the song that every time I hear it, I'm just like, oh, that's my part.
That is a great point. I mean? Yeah. That's good. That's good. Is that intelligent or smart?
Nigga, you decide.
Yeah, that's a fact. So, okay, that's good. Okay, let's see how you really feel.
Oh, gosh.
No, about why is everyone up and on about her being black.
Yeah. How I really feel, I don't feel a way about it at all. The best thing Disney did was make Cinderella multi-ethnic. The TV version of Cinderella with Brandy and Whitney Houston, they made it multi-ethnic. So Brandy was Cinderella, Whoopi Goldberg was her mother, this Asian dude was her father, her wicked stepmother was white. I don't know what I just said. Somebody was Whoopi.
So
whatever.
Are you mentioning that because that was accepted?
I mean, was it a big deal, or were we too young to know and care?
I think we're too young to know and care.
But yeah,
it probably was a big deal, especially that happened in the 90s. So you know, everyone's probably like, oh my god.
I guess
people should be. Since that, it's kind of like, it goes back to what we were saying about like stuff happening in the 90s. It's a huge deal, and now it's accepted. I think that being a different race for a fake character doesn't exist.
It's a cartoon, y'all. It's a cartoon.
At this point, who cares? Right. But I do like your point being on the other side that, you know, you're nostalgic. You know, that white Little Mermaid could take you back to when you were 6-year-old and you had your Little Mermaid doll that you got from your father who continue to work nights to provide for your family, but he eventually found out.
Okay, next topic.
Afrofuture. You know about this?
No.
Actually,
there's a lot on here. We gotta pick what the top ones are gonna be. What's Afrofuture?
So there was a concert in Detroit. Music concert.
Mm-hmm.
They were charging black people $10, white people $20.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that their rationale was because a lot of these festivals, they get priced out for the community that the festival was geared towards. And it's actually in their community too. Everyone from, white kids from suburb Big City flood these things, right? So yeah, they did that. Of course, everyone was like, what are you doing? Some acts pulled out of the festival. Actually, one of them, she was on the Van Lathan podcast talking about why she pulled out. She's black too.
Mm-hmm.
But they eventually made the price $20 for everybody.
I don't give a shit. Like, y'all know I'm militant. I ride for my people. And I mean, I get it. I ain't mad at it. I would have gone, found a way to do it. I don't know what I would have said. I don't know. I would have just giving out coupon codes to every black person, you know, or something.
Or have the little early birds.
Yeah, and something.
You know, it'd be funny.
Or it's just self-identifying a secret code.
Hey, something. Yeah, they could have done it more discreetly.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do it like this.
Like, gentrifiers have to pay more.
Or they could. It could be like a AI, depending on your name, whether you get Shaquima. Shaquima. But yeah, that was a big deal. Next topic, U.S. Women's World Cup. They won. Yay.
Woo-hoo.
Hopefully they get their money.
Money.
Next, Rihanna. She was on the cover of that magazine, the Asian Vogue, I believe, or Asian Elle.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looked like in a geisha. And people were just like, why is she dressing like that? And it's like, it's for an Asian magazine.
I give less fuck about this.
Did you actually see it? Let me show you the picture.
The last thing we talked about.
Let me show you the picture. Yeah, they were saying that it's Asian cultural.
Oh my gosh. Seriously? Mm-hmm. All right. Let him have it. Let him have it. You know what? Let him have it. Because if that means two less people are going to be walking around in blackface, fine. Let him have it.
Rihanna gets called out for cultural appropriation after Asian-inspired cover shoot.
Let them have it. They can have it. Right after they get Kim Kardashian's money for trying to trademark the word kimono.
Someone said, I did think the Rihanna pictures were cultural appropriation. The only difference is that the whole shoot was done by a Chinese individual. Does that even matter?
Yeah.
So if it's Chinese, all Chinese, they get you the stamp?
Yeah.
So if your black writers put the N-word in a comedy sketch that you do.
Yeah, all right. I'll be sending that comedy then. Just let them have it. Pull the magazine. She'll be in another one. Maybe they'll find some new outfits for the next shoot.
I guess someone said the same thing. It is so interesting how people have impulsively called Rihanna's photo shoot Harper's Bazaar Chinese cultural appropriation when the entire creative team consists of Chinese artists. Does that matter?
It don't matter.
I guess that matters.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Because they don't know. Okay. They don't know about the... Like, if they're Chinese, they don't know about our American issues and how we can't deal with race and other people wearing things from our culture. They don't think like that.
Last one. This is not cultural appropriation. It's appreciation. Clearly, Rihanna is paying homage, respect, and acknowledging Chinese culture as styled by Chinese stylists, approved by Chinese editors. Conclusion, yes, you can wear others' cultures, clothing, just be mindful of it.
I like that.
So the culture that you're appropriating, if they give you a stamp, it's all good. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're saying?
I don't know. Yeah. If the culture gives you a stamp. I mean, but we've all worn kimonos. Are we, like, not allowed to wear kimonos because that's an Asian cultural thing? Dress?
We're allowed if they give us a stamp.
Or when they stop selling it in a beauty supply store. Like, you can get a kimono everywhere.
So you're saying they stamped it by mass producing it?
Yeah.
But how do you know that they just didn't get taken over? They don't like it.
I don't know.
That's weird. All right, well...
Listen, let them have it for now. We'll come back. This is not something we need to get caught up on. We got black people. We got other more important things to
better fish
be worried
fry.
About it.
Okay, next topic. The food tampering craze. Were you ever into this?
Oh, my gosh. Y'all nasty motherfuckers. Licking ice cream, peeing on potatoes. That was the new one today.
I didn't see that. That's
girl peed on some potatoes. I don't even know how you do that. The potatoes are like eye level.
I think someone was, they were licking the ice cream. They were doing some other nasty stuff.
Y'all better stop. This is what happens when you put kids in front of a TV, you know, and when you don't read to them, when they don't get to play outside, you just shove a tablet in their face. This is what they end up doing, licking ice cream in a grocery store and peeing on potatoes.
Sidebar. Did you hear about the guy that Fortnite champion won $3 million? Some 16-year-old kid. There was like a Fortnite thing. He plays about 8 to 10 hours of Fortnite to practice and everything. $3 million bag. So yeah, kids, don't play outside. Why are you freaking Fortnite? So have you adjusted your grocery buying observations since this craze has happened? Have you looked more generally and stuff?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me either.
But remember from our last podcast, I washed my food.
Facts. So. You wash your potatoes?
Hell yeah.
Scrub them?
Yes.
You scrub them?
Yes. They're potatoes. They still got dirt on them.
What do you mean scrub? Like with your hand or
take the dish
really?
Thing, put some...
Soap?
No soap.
Wow. That's what's up. Next. This is the last topic of the old news of the podcast. It's interesting. A Mississippi gubernatorial candidate, the guy, I don't know his name, won. The local newspaper wanted to have a ride-along with him on the campaign to just write a nice little article about him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The reporter that was assigned to it was a woman. Gubernatorial candidate declined. He said that he cannot be in the presence of another woman without the presence of another guy.
Wait, back up. Gubernatorial candidate is out on the campaign trail.
Yes.
There's a woman reporter who wants to do a ride along with him on the trail to write a profile.
Yes.
He says no because No, unless you bring another man.
Yes. Because he cannot be in a woman. He cannot be.
He either got some shit going on from his past, or he's trying to prevent some shit from popping up in the future.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do what you gotta do. I don't understand why he just wouldn't have a third party anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. They call it the Billy Graham rule. And mm-hmm.
Pastors do that all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they won't have any meeting or anything?
So, like, a lot of pastors, if they have to counsel a woman, they'll either make sure their assistant, like my pastor, when I went, he kept the door cracked and his assistant was sitting right on the other side of the door. I know my pastor back at home, he would always have a woman, like deacon, in the room as well. Mm-hmm. They gotta cover their back.
Wow. Is that his restraint or he's assuming that she's gonna just come on to me? Like, who's...
So both. Probably for both. Most niggas. Yeah. For most men, I should say. Particularly white men.
Apparently, Pence is the same way with this rule.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. But I think Pence probably does it for religious dictatorship.
What do you mean?
Like, women shouldn't be in the same room as Pence.
Yeah.
Women should fuck men through a sheet. Like,
yeah,
or the other way around. Like, what?
Oh, the kicker. She's a lesbian. So if that's the case, that's more on him.
That is on him.
It's definitely on him. But yeah, that was, I don't know. That's just a... So should the onus be on the news team to get another male reporter or just something else?
Yeah.
Or, oh, really? Because yeah. She was just like, she was adamant like, no, we don't need to do that. The rule is stupid, blah, blah, blah. I'm a lesbian. I mean, I don't think she said that, but...
Wait, I don't understand why she couldn't go with another male reporter.
She just didn't want to, the principal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe she was trying to get him to come on to her so she could write an expose. I don't know.
Shoot, maybe this is her story. We mm-hmm. didn't know who she was until this happened, so. Well, it's kind of like, I don't know, this is kind of bad. You know, the Supreme, it went to the Supreme Court, the case was about a gay couple wanted to get the cake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Colorado. Mm-hmm. Then, mm-hmm. Huh? In Colorado? I don't know what it was. Did you know that they went to multiple stores and they had maybe like 10, 11 stores that were like, sure, we'll make the cake. They were specifically finding a particular store for
that
them.
Didn't support.
Yeah, so in order to do the lawsuit and stuff. Isn't that just, I mean, that's kind of disingenuous, but I mean, I guess you're helping out the whole,
but
isn't that
but
messed
that's
up
so
though?
So whack. So
that
whack.
Made me look at the whole case totally
that is
differently.
So whack.
Isn't it? That is.
And then they got all this publicity from it, and oh my god.
I mean, it's all about equality though. But isn't that so whack? I heard that. I felt so hurt. Ugh. I hope it's true. Maybe. I hope they weren't lying. But yeah, that's kind of whack, right?
Damn.
All right. My phone died, so we're done. I think it died. Yeah.
So how do we close? This is Hide Podcast.
Good night, everyone.
Night. No, I didn't like that. But whatever.
I'm gonna keep that.